Welcome to Hanging with the Haysmans. I'm Jess.
And I'm Alexander.
And each week you can tune in to truly hang out with us. We're ditching the perfectly curated content and giving you the raw, real-life conversations about the fun stuff, the hard stuff, and everything in between.
With that being said,
let's hang.
So, how did you do while I was in Nashville?
Great.
It wasn't like a long pause, but it was like a little bit of a pause.
I'm not sure what it is about you going away, but I feel like it's always been this way. Like from the time we were dating and you would go like, you know, on trips with the guys, I would be like, oh my God, I got so much done. I did this and this and this and this and this. And then on top of it, I like took a bath and like waxed my eyebrows and cut my nails and like did all of those things. And I just feel like I'm super productive when you're gone.
So what I'm hearing is I need to be gone more.
No. This time wasn't as blissful because I was, you know, growing a human and nauseous and chasing a human and nauseous.
I don't think my correspondence with you was great. But I do remember I would FaceTime Adeline if you were on the struggle bus. Like, I don't remember seeing you in the videos. I just remember hearing you like,
It was usually, well, we would try to FaceTime you before bed because Adeline would always want to say goodnight to you. And then whenever I had to like go to the bathroom, I'd be like, here, FaceTime dad. We don't do like any technology with Adeline except FaceTime because she gets to talk to you. And,
right.
You know, it's face to face.
She's picked up that really quickly.
How to FaceTime.
Well, just like that. It's like that. It's me. Like
it is you. It's not like she's looking like at an animation. It's you. She's looking at you. But yeah, well, and we FaceTime like grandma and grandpa, and like that's been nice. I feel like that's a good way to like, you know, incorporate a little technology because she's obviously like curious of what we're doing on our phones all of the time.
I mean, I wouldn't say this is the weird thing. I always say you're on your phone so much. Like, let's look at your battery usage, see how long you've been on your phone today.
And it's always have more.
Which it must be because I'm listening to like a podcast or something like that.
Mine is my camera because I'm taking so many videos, especially like as a content creator, I videotape so much throughout the day, and as a mom, like I'm constantly taking videos of Adeline. Yeah. So like if you look at my usage, it's like camera and then like Instagram. No TikTok, email, email. I spend a lot of time. Yeah,
I don't even read emails. I just go into the app and look at the emails. Like, none of this is interesting. I'm not going to open this.
You don't know that it's interesting because you don't open any of your emails.
So how do you handle me being gone? As far as like when I'm home, you use me quite a bit for getting things done. Is it because like there is no option, like you're just going to get the stuff done?
Yeah. Now having, you know, a kid in the mix, it's a little bit different. So like, I don't know, I felt like before when you used to travel before kids, I would like, you know, have time to be like jealous or like, you know, wonder what you're doing and kind of like, you know, want to do something, you know, special myself because you're off like at the bars in Nashville. And this time I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to go sleep. I'm going to make some popcorn, watch a, you know, Chick-fil-A.
I think you called my parents. You called your parents.
Oh, gosh. I was like desperately, like we went to my mom's house. We went to his mom's house. I was like, what do you do when your husband's out of town? Hang out with his parents. Almost every day I saw your mom because I was just like, hey, what are you guys doing? Like, we're bored. We need help. And she knows I'm pregnant and nauseous and was very helpful. So that was nice. But how did I make it through this weekend? Well, it was difficult because one of the times that I've really been dependent on you recently is in the morning because my morning sickness is an all day sickness. This past couple of weeks, I guess since the last time we recorded a podcast episode, I've started incorporating B6 and Unisom in combination. And prior to that, I had tried just the B6 in high doses and I was throwing it up. I couldn't keep it down. And then I incorporated the Unisom, which is a sleep aid, which is really weird. It's interesting, but the combination therapy is supposed to really help nausea.
So is a sleep aid something that puts you to sleep, something that makes you tired? Like, what does the sleep aid mean?
I'm not 1000% sure. I just know that the active ingredient in it is also an anti-nausea. Anti-nausea. Yeah. So that is like one form of an anti-nausea. And then B6 is, you know, what your body is...
Right.
Needs to be replenished of, the vitamin that your body is like desperately needing at this point. So like the combination of the two of them work really well. And I, again, like, I don't really understand it. I'm not a doctor. I'm just following, like, you know, what every single, you know, person who's ever experienced pregnancy nausea has taken.
Why didn't you take it last time?
Because I didn't know what Unisom was. And okay. I was like very hesitant to take any. We do not take any over-the-counter medication. None. We don't take Tylenol. We don't take Aleve. We don't take, you know, allergy medicines. We don't take anything. Why are you thinking?
I was trying to think of like when was the last time we took something.
Oh, I cannot even recall. I used to have to take allergy medicine way before I found like Young Living, Ningxia, and essential oils and all of that.
Way before
and
you
changed
found
my
me.
Diet.
Yeah.
But all of that, I used to take allergy medicine every single day. 364 days a year, like 365 days a year. How many days are in a year?
You leave one day out. That's fine. I remember there being one year when we were talking that you're like, "Hey, I've never had allergies before."
Oh, I thought I had the flu. I went to two. Right, right. I went to my primary doctor twice, and he recommended. The first time he told me I like had a cold, and the second time I had like a flu test or something. Like I took a bunch of tests and that came back negative, obviously. He
was on his way out. Let's give him a break.
Because later that year, after struggling for probably 6 months with like severe cold.
I thought you were bullshitting me.
I was dying.
Like,
I was absolutely
dying. We weren't dating. May have been trying to date you. Happened multiple times, but you're like, sorry, I'm sick. I mean, come on. What?
Yeah, I was sick forever. And it was like a flu-like symptoms. Like I was out of it. And finally, I went to my gynecologist. And while I was talking to her, like I'm sniffly. And I was like, yeah, I've been battling this cold for months. And she looked at me and she's like, honey, you have allergies, like seasonal allergies. And I was like, no, I'm 20 years old. I've never had allergies in my life. And she's like, yeah, they pop up at any time. And like, you have seasonal allergies, like go take some Benadryl. You're going to feel great. And I was like, holy moly. So then like when I was 20, probably 20 to 24, 23 or 24, I took allergy medicines every day of the year to combat that. But what are we talking about? Unisom and B6. Yeah. So finally started combination therapy. Didn't do it last time with Adeline. And I was out for the count until 16 weeks of pregnancy.
Yeah.
Totally out of it. Like would come home from work. I was a nanny at the time. I just deprived those kids of attention. Like we did the bare minimum. They had screen time. They were in front of their iPads. We watched lots of movies. Like we struggled through those first few weeks. Mm-hmm. And then at 16 weeks, my nausea went away. This time, however, my nausea came earlier. I was only 5 weeks pregnant when I got nauseous. I started the B6 right away. Wasn't working. I tried that for a full week of just like high doses of B6. Wasn't working.
It worked for like a day.
Oh, it was a fluke.
Oh, right. I thought I took it
and I was able to eat that night and I was like, oh my God, it worked. But then like I had a week of like still feeling like garbage. Yeah. Added in the combination therapy of the two and now I'm surviving. I'm not thriving. I'm still waking up. I'm really nauseous. I'm really dizzy in the mornings. And it takes me a while to just like feel like a human, like I can exist again. But then I would say or maybe around like 10:30, 11 o'clock, I feel good and I can eat. And usually I can eat dinner. I'm still not like craving food and eating a ton of food, but I'm not losing weight, which is great.
Big things.
I didn't lose 10 pounds my first trimester so far.
Big things.
So the nausea is definitely like more manageable.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I would say like the big thing with you being gone this past weekend was mornings. I didn't have you and I was so nauseous and I was trying to like understand that about myself because I had a daughter who doesn't know that I'm nauseous. She's jumping on my belly. She's like demanding to be breastfed. And when she's breastfeeding, she's 22 months, she's kicking and moving around and pinching my nipples. And like, she has no idea that I don't feel good right now. So I was like, it was like this weird combination of like, I missed you because I needed your help desperately in those mornings. And like, I had to figure out how to navigate it. And I mean, like the thought of just, you know, throwing her in front of a movie and being like, you know, give me a couple hours to feel better.
Yeah.
Definitely went through my head, but we didn't. We definitely did not watch any technology. But I tried to make it like, so in those moments, I either tried to get out of the house as fast as possible because she's so much happier. So am I when we're outside. So even if we were just in the front yard, like walking around, we did that, or we'd go straight to the playroom and we would play with toys. And like, I pulled out new toys that she hadn't seen in a while. We pulled out crafts and the like stickers and stuff, like things that I felt like would keep her occupied so that I could just be like, like I feel like garbage and not feel so bad.
How could you make her food? Because when I'm home and you just start cooking, which you can tell me to cook, if I haven't done it already, like I can hear you gagging in the other room.
Well, so my new thing is not even from cooking. It's the dishwasher. Our dishwasher at the house that we rent has like this burning plastic smell every single time we use it. And I opened it today and I literally was like, and then ran into the bathroom.
I thought it was because what you were cooking.
No, it had nothing to do with the pork butt that I was chopping or the onions or any of the other foods that I was cooking. It was literally the smell of this melting plastic. It was disgusting.
I'm always sitting in a crack. You're like heads above me. So when I get home, we get home like 7:30 or something like that, and I'm like, okay, this is great. See Adeline, put her to bed, and then I get up at 4:30 to go to the gym, hit the workout pretty hard, and then had volleyball that night until like 10:30 for
Can you
playoffs.
Tell he has like such a wonderful social life?
I'm trying to give you more time to get things done. You said you're doing wonderful. So then I wake up, slept on the couch, didn't want to wake you up. I'm gonna start just coming. I said that yesterday, but there's something about it that I don't want to wake you up because
I was up till 11 o'clock last night.
All right, should have came to bed. I was eating your chips. So I wake up and I just feel terrible, and you come downstairs and you're like, here, take Addie. And I'm like, babe, I don't feel very good. And you're like, I don't care. I'm like, how does she not?
I don't feel very good.
And I was like, how does she not understand? I don't feel well. This doesn't happen a lot. So we were off to a rough start.
Oh, yeah.
It was
Monday morning.
It was because I didn't take care of my immune system. I had half a drink, but also I didn't sleep really like at all in Nashville. So that wasn't beneficial. Not sleeping well here. Got sick. So we're both sick. How do you handle?
Oh, and Addie was sick too. I think she's the one that got us all sick. She had picked up some type of sniffle, and she's kicking it in the butt. Like she did really well.
Happy.
She's so happy. She's still eating like really healthy foods. And then there's me who's like nauseous, can't keep anything down. I'm literally like the foods that I'm eating are so bad for me, and then I'm wondering, like not even wondering, but like well aware why I'm sick, and I've been sick for a week because I'm not giving my body any of the support that it needs.
Yeah, not supporting your immune system. So generally that's why kids get sick around Halloween, because their immune system is being attacked and compromised, and you're eating a lot of Halloween candy at the moment. So
I'm eating a lot of crap, that's for sure.
So the fresh air thing, we both look at each other whenever we get outside and we're like, oh wow, we actually feel a lot better.
This was such a good idea, always. And I think that's how Adeline is too, like from the time, I mean, she was born in the middle of the winter, and we would still, like, if she was fussy, go out, we would bundle her up in her little like snowsuit that had little bear ears. And we would go outside and she would be a million times happier and a million, like she would sleep better. And it's just always been the answer for us. And people ask that a lot, especially like, I don't think people, for us, we think screen time when we're sick. At least I do. I think of like, especially now it's getting colder. We were sick this past week. I'm like, oh, it really would be nice to like bundle up and watch a movie right now, which like obviously we do.
What was being sick like when you were a kid?
We would sit on the couch. My mom pampered us. Like, I mean, she would make us, my mom is amazing, and she would cook home cooked meals every night. If we were sick, like, you knew we were getting homemade chicken noodle soup. Like, she was incredible. And she definitely was like doing all the stuff to support our immune systems and feed us. And but we would sit and watch TV and we would get to cuddle up. And I mean, I do want that for Adeline at one point. But I also know, like, right now she's just thriving and her body's doing so well because we aren't doing screen time. Yeah. And I feel like, at least for me, I feel like if we open that door, it'll be a hard thing to balance. And I'm just not ready to get to that point yet. So instead, we like do random things.
Well, thanks for asking me about my childhood. So my family,
when are we talking about screen time now?
No, being sick at home.
Oh, tell me about it.
Just how we handle things. When I was sick at home, either like I threw up or had a fever, first thing my mom would say is, "Hey," she's just scratching the wall, she's sleeping. Not Adeline. My mom would be like, "Hey, if you don't go to school, you're not going to be able to go to practice," whatever sport I was doing. So if I had a fever or threw up, I'd be like, "I still kind of want to go to practice." So I'd have to go to school. And then if my dad was the one that had to stay home with me, I would be like sick on the couch, start feeling better. And then like I'd try to go on the computer. He's like, "If you're not good enough to go to school, like, you should be resting. You can't have any screen time or anything like that." So I was just losing it at home. So
right, like, you're bored, you're sick. What do you? I guess you could have read or something like that.
With ADHD, I read Holes in like sixth grade. That was the first and I think last book I read like all the way through. But I think being sick is a very different experience. My mom prided herself on like not being sick, being able to go in, show up, or whatever it was. And I think for me, through my life, I took like the opposite direction.
Which is so funny, you know, that you say that, because like you literally get a sniffly nose and you're like, "I'm out for the count." And you like go up to your bedroom and quarantine yourself for 4 days. Like, you are the polar opposite. And my mom is the opposite. So like, if I didn't feel good, no matter what it was, I used to get cold sores all the time, and I would have like a cold sore on my lip, and they were ugly and gross and disgusting, and it was embarrassing. Like, growing up.
Your last one was with like when we first met.
Oh yeah, well, that's a whole other bucket of worms.
We don't have that kind of time.
Bucket of worms. I think that's what the saying is. I'm really bad at like saying sayings on the spot. Anyways,
I'm losing.
Can of worms.
Sure.
A whole other can of worms. Anything. So like, even when I'd get a cold sore, my mom would be like, "Okay, I understand. Like, you don't want to go to school right now. You have like a massive swollen lip because you have cold sores on your lip." She wouldn't make me go to school. Like, she didn't, that wasn't, she was just so good at understanding where I was coming from. Like, it didn't feel good. Even if it was like a headache, even if it was like I had a crappy night of sleep and my mom knew that I wasn't actually sick, she'd be like, "Okay, you can stay home." Like, she was a stay-at-home mom, which made it a lot easier for her to be able to like financially do that. Obviously, like, she's not staying home from work. She's there. We got to hang out, and like, I'm sure she loved just having me around. But she always did that. And I'm the type of person, when I'm sick, it's like, I'm still waking up, I'm still doing stuff, I'm still cooking, I'm still cleaning. Like, I'm not cooped up in my room for days. So it's just so funny, like, this polar opposite. Like,
I will say though, there's a stark difference between me being sick and you being sick. I feel the need to be like nice and overly appreciative of things, and just like, I know I'm gonna be kind of a pain because I'm not helpful, but I'm gonna be super nice about it. Now, you smiled and laughed for a reason. I don't want to say words for you, but how would you say your thought process is about me?
This is a really interesting conversation that we're about to capture on a podcast. But I would say you're nice about it because I'm nice to you. Like, when you're sick, I allow you to be a pile of garbage on the couch. Like, you get to do You get to do whatever you want and you get to be sick. And I'm like, here, babe, I will help you. Let me do this. Or I'll take Adeline for the day. Whatever it is. When I'm sick, it's like, are you done yet? Like, you are nice to me, but I don't get any. When I had COVID, literally, we had a 3-month-old. I had COVID. I have got body aches and chills, and I only got to have COVID for like 8 hours in the middle of the night, and I still had to breastfeed like 7 times. I'm sitting there crying while she's eating because I was in so much pain. Like, I don't get the same type of break or relax. If I was cooped up upstairs in the guest room, eating snacks, eating meals, and you were just gone all day, I would be very nice to you too.
So... the tough thing is, I've been sick like 3 times.
Oh.
I had vertigo before we got married, and you got mad at me at the hospital.
It was a week before our wedding.
And then while I went back to work in construction, I got, it wasn't pneumonia, what was it, bronchitis? It was
influenza.
I got influenza. And
sounds worse than it actually is. It's the flu. Everybody gets the flu.
I was not having a good time.
You just went to fever. The doctor and I got diagnosed with influenza.
I had a hard time breathing. I was sick. I had chills. I barely enjoyed watching Netflix.
A week while we had a kiddo.
Barely worth it.
You had COVID like 3 times?
When we're looking at Adeline and we have the option of screen time, because it is an option. I went to downtown Batavia, and I'm like, hey, there's going to be some trucks here. She's loving the trucks. So I just parked the car, like rolled the seat back a little bit, and I was just like, hey, like I'm just going to chill like against the window here, and you point at all the trucks you want.
Oh, yeah. Well, to add to this week, so I would say we've been under the weather from Monday to today's like Tuesday. So over a week, all of us have been not 100%, and including Adeline. So like we have to acknowledge like she's more needy. She's more whiny. She had a couple of fevers throughout the week, very low grade fevers, but she's agitated as well. So like we're kind of considering that in the factor as well. Like it's not like we can just be like, hey, go independently play by yourself. Like this is the week where she's like, mom, I want to be right next to you, or dad, I want to be right next to you. So yeah, instead of choosing screen time, we did that. We parked and watched the cars a few times. Mm-hmm. And we would sit, you would sit there for an hour and a half, like just watching the cars. We would just sit out front, play with chalk a ton, and like not like we were like running around outside, but just the fresh air, the fresh like sunlight, everything around us, like you instantly feel better. Mm-hmm. What else did we do? We went shopping, like went around the outlet mall. You mm-hmm. went with her. Read a ton of books, like she because I truly believe it's because she's not watching, you know, an iPad, she's not watching movies, she's not doing anything like that, she's so fascinated by books, and we could spend like 45 minutes downstairs just reading books and like her flipping through books and whatnot.
Is she in the room while you're reading?
Lately, the thing with her, she likes to have her own book in her in her lap while I read a different book. Like she wants to be like flipping the pages at her own pace, looking. But like she will then be like, oh, like she'll look and like she's listening to the book that I'm reading. But and then we also just did things around the house that kept both of our minds off of it. So. Like while you were gone, I did a lot of work in the office, like work cleaning and like getting rid of a bunch of stuff. And for me, cleaning and organizing is just such a like way to pass time. And I get really into it and like really involved. And for her, she was finding all the stuff to play with. She was still really close to me. So like it wasn't something that like needed to get done, but it was something for us to keep us entertained.
So
we've been painting with like water out on the balcony, like trying to just do... I don't know, like for without having the option of screen time, it's like anything can be fun. Like we just have, I don't know.
So let's have the conversation like we haven't had the conversation already about screen time. It's not because we think we're better people because she's not on the screen. Truthfully,
I think it's because you have such an addictive personality. And yep. I feel like if I was like, okay, like she's allowed to watch screen time, you'd be like, awesome. And like that would just be like our crutch. And then it would become like, okay, it's not just a crutch. It's like we're a scheduled in time. And then it's not just scheduled in time. It's every time she sits on the toilet or every time, you know, she's in the car. And then it becomes, oh, well, now she's fussy in the morning. So we're going to give it to her in the mornings. And then it's just like a spirals out of control. Like, truthfully, I feel like as an adult, we're making the decision when they can go on it. And it is so much easier that she doesn't know what it is. And she doesn't want to go on it. It's just so much easier for us. So we don't have to ever battle that fight at the moment. And she's only two, like not even two. So that fight doesn't have to happen yet. Where eventually we will add in screen time and we will have to set really strict boundaries and we have to stick to those boundaries, which is a hard thing to do as a parent. Whether it's a boundary about any type of boundary is hard to set, but especially something with screen time where it's so, it affects your brain so much. Like we have a hard time staying off our phones and staying off the TVs. Like we're going to ask our tiny little 2-year-old who doesn't understand why the heck she can't watch TV all day long to understand our boundaries. And like
I think that that thought process is how we handle a lot of things as far as our nutrition, as far as like our learning or activities and stuff like that, because it's not a, oh, screen time is bad for you. It's more or less the same thing with like processed foods. We don't want to demonize anything. We don't want to say like the screen is bad for you, because at some point she's going to be on screen time when she is learning any type of thing that's not just like hands on. Like the computer is going to be extremely helpful, or the iPad or whatever it is. So we're just trying to bring it to her in a scenario in which she can best succeed without it becoming either a crutch for us or something that she only wants to do that. Because I think we're taking after how you were raised, as far as if it's something like that you can handle, or a better example, the kid that has the trampoline. Whenever you go to that kid's house, you're like, oh my God, that's awesome. You have a trampoline. It's always super fun to play there all the time. But the kid with the trampoline or the pool isn't always as addicted or as excited about it. So we're going to try to implement that at a stage in which we feel it's helpful, as far as just adding the screen time in.
Yeah, we want it to be, like, obviously, like, isn't that every parent's goal to, like, be like, yeah, you have access to the screen, but like, I want you to make a great choice and like only use it for a limited amount of time a day. Like, that's so hard to teach a child. But I do believe, like, for us, the same way you mentioned, like, the nutrition and not doing sugar, like, we can easily control Adeline's choices. I would say like up to two has been relatively easy. Like now with food, she's definitely like, oh, you know, what is that? Like she's starting to get intrigued, and we've started to have the conversation about introducing artificial sugars and like introducing things like that because she is becoming interested. The technology, she really hasn't hit that yet. And
I think it's great that we can go out to dinner and there's a TV on and she's not staring at it. We go to your parents' house, we go to other friends' house and they have TVs on.
Yeah.
And like, I'm worse than she is. Like, I don't even like whatever is on the TV, but since I couldn't watch TV at a very young age, except for like on weekends, if I did my chores, it's just an automatic response and I have to try very hard not to look at the TV. And she's always already like, yeah, like she moves on. So I think she's at a place already that she is not being stuck on the, oh, I just need to stare at the TV. She's like doing very well.
Yeah. Yeah. Screen time is hard. It's a very, very difficult boundary to set as a parent. And I'm not excited for the day that it comes. I am excited. I think that technology is going to be so cool when we introduce it. Like the iPad games are incredible and like educational. And, you know, I mean, she's never seen Miss Rachel. And like, there's so many benefits to Miss Rachel. And there's so many benefits to like you know, certain television shows, just like with books, there's lessons and things like that. I mean, she can learn Spanish on her iPad if she wanted. Like, there is an ample amount of opportunity, but we want to make sure that we're introducing it when she's of an age of understanding, so that we can have conversations with her about appropriately using it, and we can set appropriate boundaries where, like, I don't know, when she was like any younger, I mean, right now I'm imagining, yes, we could sit down and we could have a conversation with Adeline, and it might be hard. We really are going to have to be diligent about setting that boundary. But anytime before this age, I just feel like she wouldn't understand, like she wouldn't truly comprehend what we're saying to her. And I feel like it would have just been like a screaming battle to get the iPad or to get the TV or whatever it was. Like,
and we don't know that for sure. We don't know if this is the perfect route, but this is why we're choosing this route.
Right.
And there's lots of other kids that do other ways and they're fine. And we're
Like, we've got nephews and nieces who watch or who have the TV on in their house all the time, and they are just like, pay no attention to the TV, and they've gotten to watch their own shows and they stuff, but they just like are oblivious to it because it's always on in their house. So like they're polar opposite. We don't even have a TV in our living room. Like that is not on our radar, and that's just not how we, you know, approach technology. But like it is working phenomenally for them. So like I don't like
we're not gonna say which nieces and nephews.
We actually have a lot of nieces and nephews. But yeah, so it's just very it's a personal choice as a parent, and there is no right and wrong, but like this was just the choice that we had made, and it has worked really well for us so far. We'll keep everybody updated on how the technology goes, but it's also, it's so dependent from child to child. And like, you know, it depends on your personal relationship as a parent. Like, how are you with TV? How are you with technology in your phone? Like,
what's the example you're setting?
Like, there's just so much. It's not just a black and white picture of like, okay, yes, like this is the right way to do things or this is the wrong way to do things. But for us, I feel like it isn't in our, you know, toolbox of things that we use with Adeline right now. So getting through, you know, a week of sickness, it was easy to find other things to to find our to use our time, to spend our time.
I think that's a good place to wrap things up.
Yeah. And he's leaving again this weekend, so
all right. Bye-bye. We don't need to talk about this.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Head to the show notes to access all of our organizational tools like our household planner and checklists. And make sure to follow on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube at Jessica Haseman.
Oh, and leave us a rating or review. We appreciate your support.